The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I am delighted to be joined by Guinness Master Brewer, Steve Gilsonen. Lovely to have you join us on The Hard Shoulder.
Thanks for having me. Delighted to be here.
So let's start with what I think is probably the biggest misconception about your job, that you just sit drinking stout all day long saying, I like that, I don't like that, that's good, that's not so good.
Well, taste is obviously a very important part of the job, but I do think I have the coolest job in the world and probably the coolest job title in the world. I'm working with Guinness now 25 years and a master brewer for the last 20.
But that wasn't, I suppose, the original intention, was it? You were studying chemical engineering out in UCD. Did you think this is going to lead me now into a land of beer and stouts?
No, well, Guinness was always close. My family were publicans, and actually my next door neighbour worked in Guinness his whole career as well. And when Guinness came asking in the universities, I knew it was the only place I really wanted to work. And
so you went straight in on their graduate training programme?
Correct, yeah.
And how do you go from there to becoming a master brewer? And actually, what does that job involve? What does that mean?
It's running breweries. So I'm you do, like any, when you go into any job, you usually do professional qualifications. So you do a diploma in brewing. And then about 4 or 5 years later, I went on to study for the master brewer, which is how you run brewing operations, which I've been fortunate enough to do for Guinness and I think over 40 countries around the world over the last 25 years.
This is a job that really takes you travelling, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm actually just back from China 2 weeks ago, and 3 weeks before that I was actually in Nigeria showing them how we take our Nigerian Guinness, and we're actually putting it on draft there for the very first time. So I was teaching everyone there how to set up draft systems in bars.
So you've got to be sure then, if this is going into a country abroad, that it is reaching the standards that we have all come to expect, no matter where in the world it's being served.
And that's what Guinness is known for. All across the world, we are known for our quality. Anyone who talks to me about Guinness, I always talk about consistency. So when we talk about anything we do on Guinness, it has to have the highest level of quality. And quality is always something we always talk about quality being perfection. I always think perfection is always out there. If you say you have perfection, you're almost not trying hard enough. If we get there, I don't have a job anymore. You're always improving and trying to continually improve. And everything we do, from what we brew today to even how we innovate and how we developed Guinness Zero, for example, is all focused on quality and consistency.
Well, I have to say, as somebody who has frequented the odd pub in my time with family members and with a husband, we do actually spend a lot of time talking about, that's good now, I like that, the viscosity is right, the temperature is right, the heading, that's perfect, there's a bit of a fizz there. You know, we want it right.
And that's what, and that is why it is so wonderful, and why you have it. The challenge working with Guinness is, I don't think there's any other beer in the world that gets celebrated in that way. If you get a gorgeous pint in front of you, if whether it's a Guinness draft or a Guinness Zero, and it's surging and it has a beautiful dome over the top, people just celebrate the look of that. But then on the chat, when people don't get that, they're the first to tell you.
Yeah, don't do it sloppy. I'm not happy about that. How did you develop Guinness 0.0? How does it work?
So It took many years to develop, and like, we're so proud of what we see today when we see people drinking Guinness Zero. It took many years to develop. It was an incredible team of brewers, scientists, engineers, our quality team working together. And we started with one, there's only one goal. As coming back to what I said about quality, there was only one answer with Guinness Zero. It had to be Guinness. So there are all these zero alc beers out there. Some taste like their alcoholic counterparts, some don't. We know huge amount of consumers, I think over 70% of consumers would expect it to taste very close. For us, it's Guinness. It has to look like Guinness, surge like Guinness, have the same head size as Guinness. It had to be everything Guinness without the alcohol. So we started to look at, well, what technologies out there that we could do this? And we came up with only one answer. We got to brew Guinness first. So the only way to get Guinness Zero is to brew Guinness. So same raw material, same roast, same hops, same yeast, same water. We brew Guinness, and then we go through all of our fermentation and maturation. And right before the tank is due to go, could either go to the keg plant and be kegged, or we say, That's the tank we're going to de-alk, send it to our de-alk plant and remove the alcohol. It takes another 2 days and another 100 quality checks to then remove the alcohol and make sure all we've done is remove the alcohol and retain all the flavour that everyone knows and loves with Guinness. And that's what you see today. If you order a pint of Guinness here in Malzart, a pint of zero, I should say, you get the same looking shaped glass. It has a zero on it, but it surges in the same way. And then it's topped up in the same way. It's the same dome. You can't tell it apart.
I was in Peggy Kelly's recently. Shout out to them up in Dublin. And the lovely barman there told me that people are ordering half and half. Have you heard of this new phenomenon?
I've heard.
Is this sacrilege now?
I've heard mention of it. Yeah, it's not something. I've heard about. It's not something that we talk about. We don't promote it or anything. It is. We just promote zero.
Yeah.
You're either having a draft or you're having a zero.
Have you invented the Nitro Surge?
I did.
The rest
yeah.
of us, I said, were at home doing banana breads during COVID. You were at home thinking, how can I recreate this pint back in my gaff? Was it?
Well, it was an interesting time. We all remember. And at the time, Guinness, a huge amount of people were talking about Guinness and how do you enjoy Guinness at home? And there must be different ways to pour. And people started to look on social media about there's different ways to pour widget cans. We had always thought there has to be the next kind of generation of at home. And a group of us started to play around. When we'd used ultrasonics before, we started to play around with ultrasonics and we came up with this device.
So what are ultrasonics?
So what happens in NitroSurge, what pulses the gas out of NitroSurge is actually ultrasonics in the NitroSurge. We started playing with that and we put this thing on top of the cap and we started pouring through it.
There's that chemical engineering degree coming through there, isn't it?
And then we started to tune it. So why does NitroSurge pulse on and off? It's because it's tuned to the flavour of Guinness and how much we wanted it to surge. And then it was actually all the testing was done in my house in Kilkenny. So NitroSurge, all the testing was done here in Kilkenny. My neighbours were lucky enough on a Saturday. They didn't know what I was doing, but every Saturday I knocked on the door, mask on, gloves on, and handed over 2 pints. And they were testing. And they thought I had a keg, which I didn't. I had NitroSurge and I had prototype cans and prototype units. And I was allowed to drive as far as a car park in the supermarket at Nace, where I met our developer, and I'd take the prototype, drive it back to my garage, test. And that was the evolution of it.
How long did that whole process take?
It took us about a year to develop it. So we started
you
September.
You were in and out of those neighbours, Gudo, were you?
It's
your man again, don't answer.
We started September 2020. We think we cracked it by that Christmas. And then for the next 9 months, we fine-tuned and developed it and designed the device that everyone got to try in September. But it was interesting, and it comes back to the story of zero is very similar in that there's only one answer. And why people have talked now about Guinness's kind of reinvention in terms of innovation. We were always innovators. We've been innovating since we started brewing stout here. But why has innovation worked in the last number of years is because everything we're doing is not changing. And it's hard to innovate in Ireland. It's hard to, like, people talk about my job and they're like, your job is not to do anything. Leave Guinness alone. Don't touch it. Don't change it. Just keep producing it. So to innovate NitroSurge, it was all about giving people the two-part pour and everything. And the same with Zero. It's giving people everything they expect in a Guinness, just in different ways. And it's interesting what NitroSurge has done is it's helped grow more Guinness lovers and brought more actual people to the pubs drinking Guinness.
Lovely. Steve Gilsennan, Guinness Master Brewer. Lovely to have you join us here on The Hard Shoulder. And thank you for bringing us through what a Master Brewer actually is and what you actually do. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much.
And today we are, of course, talking Guinness 00. They brought us here to this beautiful Maillard's pub in Stonyford in County Kilkenny. But do get the facts. Be drink aware and visit drinkaware.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.